Some places are not just villages. They are memory-made land. They are lungs that still breathe the names of ancestors. They are proof. And Moortown is one of them. It is not just a maroon settlement. It is a living altar. A place where the earth still holds her breath. Where Queen Nanny's presence is not just legend, but atmosphere. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Moortown, Her Breath in the Soil. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. This is not just a place on a map. This is the spiritual capital of resistance, the holy ground of Black sovereignty. This is where her blood met the soil and decided never to leave. This is Moortown. To tell the story of Moortown is to tell the story of what happened after the battles, after the treaties, after the British lowered their guns, after the fires were put out and the ash cooled on the forest floor. Because revolution doesn't end with victory. It begins with rebuilding. And Nanny, ever the architect of liberation, knew that freedom without foundation is freedom that fades. So she laid a new foundation, not just of stone and shelter, but of spirit and structure. She built Moortown as more than refuge. She built it as a promise. Nestled deep in the Rio Grande Valley in eastern Jamaica, Moortown was carved into the hills like a secret, hidden from the British, protected by thick jungle, and only accessible by winding paths known only to the Maroons. It was a town designed by memory. Huts built close for warmth and safety. Paths curved in a way that confused outsiders. Fires lit low to avoid detection from the ridges. And every tree, every stream, every rock sacred. Nothing was random. Because Nanny understood that the land was alive. And if treated with respect, it would protect her people. In Moortown, every morning began with a call. Not a bell. Not a horn. But the Abeng, the sacred cow horn used to summon warriors in battle. It blew not just to signal danger, but to remember who they were. It echoed through the hills like her breath. Sharp, clear, holy. To this day, the Abeng still sounds. And when it does, time folds. And you feel her. Not as memory, but as presence. The people of Moortown didn't just survive. They preserved. They preserved language. A fusion of African tongues and Creole, passed down like a flame. They preserved rituals, songs sung to the rivers, dances that marked the full moon, stories told in twilight that weren't just tales but blueprints. They preserved land, refusing to sell, refusing to break treaty, refusing to forget that their soil was bought with blood, not coin. And most of all, they preserved her. Nanny. Not in statues, but in structure. In how they walk, how they speak, how they listen. Because Moortown listens. It listens for her footfall in the mist. It listens for her song in the rustle of trees. It listens for her warning in the quiet moments before rain. There's a saying passed down in whispers. She didn't die. She became the hills. And if you visit, you'll understand. There is a tree in Moortown with roots like a ribcage. Elders say she sat beneath it to pray. Children avoid it out of reverence. And if you press your hand to its bark, some say you'll feel a heartbeat. Slow. Steady. Certain. Moortown is one of the last strongholds of Maroon autonomy. They have their own governance, their own systems, their own laws. A colonel leads, not like a soldier, but as a custodian of tradition. Decisions are made by council, with deep respect for elders and spirit. No outside government fully controls them, because they never surrendered. Their treaty, signed under pressure, yes, but never broken by them, still stands. And with every passing year, Moortown reminds Jamaica, and the world. We are not subjects. We are sovereigns. This is more than political. It is spiritual sovereignty. Because freedom isn't just about law. It's about knowing who you are when no one's watching. And in Moortown, they still know. They still speak her name before council meetings. Still honor the drum. Still keep the forest paths known only to them. Still pass down sacred recipes, sacred songs, sacred stories, without writing them down. Because writing can be stolen. But rhythm cannot. What does Moortown teach us? It teaches that the revolution must have a root. It teaches that after you rise, you must plant. It teaches that after you shout, you must build a silence that listens. Because without a home, resistance is a wind. But with more town, Nanny made it a mountain. You don't need to go there to feel it. You just need to close your eyes. Picture a dawn soaked in mist. Children barefoot in the clay. A grandmother humming an old Ashanti melody. A boy practicing the abang at the ridge. A woman weaving baskets that hold more than food, they hold meaning. And in the center, no monument, no throne, just the breath of a woman who refused to die, still rising with the steam from a cooking pot, still echoing in the hills, still whispering from the soil. This is where we became. So the next time you speak of Nanny, don't just speak of battles. Speak of more town, because a war can end in a day. But a village is forever. And this one, it breathes.